Mesechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues discussing what separation will divide a field into two and thereby require two portions of Peah to be given to the Aniyim. And the Mishnah begins citing a different opinion that argues on something mentioned in the previous Mishnah. In the last Mishnah, we mentioned that a Nachal and a Shalilis, a stream and an irrigation canal of water running through the field will divide it into two fields. Mishnah Beis begins, Amas HaMayim, a stream of water, She'eni Echilali Katzer Ka'achas, that someone who's standing in the middle of the stream won't be able to harvest from both sides of the stream equally. So the stream is wide enough that he can't reach from standing in the middle, he can't reach the stalks growing on either side of the stream. Then Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mafsekis, only such a stream that's that wide is going to be Mafsek, is going to divide the field into two parts. So Rabbi Yehuda requires that it has some significant width that he won't be able to reach either side from the middle of the stream. Whereas the previous Tana and the last Mishnah held even a narrower stream would be Mafsek, would separate the field into two. The Mishnah continues with a different halacha. V'chol haharim, any steep mountainous part within the field, if there's a steep hill running through the field, asher b'me'adir yederun, that's steep enough that he needs to dig it up with a hoe. Afal pi she'ena bakar yachal aver b'kelev, even though the animals can't pass through pulling the plow, it's too steep for the animal to pull a plow on this area, and it's something that he needs to do manually by hand with a hoe. So such an area that's not planted, and it's running along his field in the middle, such area is not going to divide the field into two. Hu nice and peah lakol, he only has to give one portion of peah for the entire field, even though there's this steep, empty strip running through. Because someone who sees it and sees that it's empty, he expects that the owner is really going to plant it up, but just temporarily it's empty because the plow couldn't run through there, the animal couldn't go on the steep terrain with the plow, and he's going to plant it up still manually, and therefore it's not considered something that divides the field into two. Mishnah Gimel. Hakol Mafsik Lizroim. All the different things that we mentioned in the last two Mishnayos that can divide a field into two, they're Mafsik, they divide the field into two for Zroim, for produce. Ve'ene Mafsik Le'ilan. But they're not going to be a mafsik, something that will divide a field for ilan, for fruit trees in an orchard. Trees need something greater in order to divide it into two. Ela gadar, only a wall. If there's a wall running through the field, through the orchard, then it will divide it into two. Otherwise, all the trees are considered in one field, even if there's water or empty plowed area or other things running through the field that won't it won't be mafsik for trees, unless there's a wall running through. However, the Mishnah says, v'mhaya seir kaitish, if the branches of the trees from either side of the wall are mingling and mixing and intertwining with each other, then ain't a mafsik. Then even though there's a wall in between, it still doesn't divide the field, it will not divide the field into two. El anaisin peah lakol, he still will only have to give one peah portion for the entire orchard of all the trees.